This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Cody Tucker, our Wyoming Cowboys insider from 7220sports.com. There's not a lot of the teams that we look out for here on the show. Not a lot to play for with the football side of things. However, for Wyoming, there is still the venom of becoming bowl eligible, Cody. They just got to win two games. That's it. Just two more games, man.
Yeah, just two more games, that's all. And wouldn't you know, Nevada's coming off a 55-10 win over San Jose State.
What the hell was that?
Boy, San Jose State, man, I picked them to finish second overall in the preseason. I thought they had enough talent on offense. And they came out like gangbusters, and I thought, man, they're just missing some critical field goals here. Other than that, they're a pretty salty team, and man, the wheels have fallen off in San Jose.
Man, it has been. We were just going over the college football playoff predictions and with the rankings coming out. I mean, just no matter what, if you're staying in the Mountain West, if you're going to the Pac-12, this has just been a brutal year. And watching that, you know, maybe Tulane, Navy, or North Texas might be one of the teams, well, will be one of those three probably, getting in. This has just been so unfortunate to see.
It's very weird. I mean, if you ask me right now who's the best team in the Mountain West Conference, I wouldn't have a clue what to say.
No.
I would think maybe San Diego State, maybe Fresno State, but their offenses are, or their quarterback play is just atrocious. And, you know, that's coming from somebody who's seen atrocious quarterback play. But their defenses are just incredible. And to see that Fresno State team give up 49 against Colorado State on the road, I mean, it's been truly one of the more bizarre years I've covered, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's a weird year. Wyoming side of it, like we've discussed all year, great defense, offense, just as you put out in the 7220sports.com, just trying to talk about or try to find the identity for this offense. Cody, does Josh Allen, you know, making his return to Laramie this weekend, is that going to help, you know, boost this offense at all? Can he bring his powers to Wyoming?
Boy, you'd hope. You'd hope, man. They need it. It's just that was rough. And, you know, it's you can't discount the fact that they just took on two of the top 15 defenses in the United States of America. I mean, that's reality. Those are two, you know, Jason Bell and Spencer Danielson over at Boise State can be crying in their beers together right now because they both just went through that gauntlet and both just got worked by Fresno State and San Diego State's defenses in lopsided losses. But, man, it's just – it's hard to find any light at the end of the tunnel here. And I felt like they get away from the run a little too quick. Toad Harris was the only bright spot in Fresno at all. It's just not working right now. And it has nothing to do with the offensive coordinator, in my opinion. The offensive line has been good enough. The running game has been good enough. It's just, you got to face facts here, Brady, in my opinion. You know, the quarterback is so important and so imperative to every single team. And there's not a lot of teams that are out there contending for a championship right now that don't have an unbelievably good, consistent quarterback. And Wyoming does not have that right now in Caden Anderson, and it has hurt tremendously.
It's a reason why this is the most talked about singular position in all of sports. I mean, we can argue what's the harder position to play, what's the whatever. It's all about the quarterback. I mean, that is the number one position in all, whatever we're talking about. And that's where we sit here looking at this Cowboys team. You hate to just blame one guy, but that's just where it is. When you can run the ball, like you said, and the O-line's good, then something's got to give.
Yeah, I mean, your friends down in Fort Collins are dealing with it, too. They dealt with it with Braden Feller and Nicolosi. It's just, if that guy's not going and not going right and turning the ball over, you're in deep trouble. And that's what the Cowboys have dealt with the last 2 years with Evan Sabota and Caden Anderson. And to make it even tougher, like CSU, you thought you had a guy. You thought that's your guy, and he is going to take the next step. And, you know, unfortunately for Wyoming, that just hasn't happened. And it's really tough to see what's happened with these guys. And Caden Anderson just, you know, it cuts your playbook in half when you don't have any sort of mobility. And, I mean, he can't run the football. And last year, Evan Sabota stayed in the lineup for as long as he did because he could run the football, and Wyoming had running backs dropping like flies. So, it's really tough. It's going to be a really imperative offseason for Jason Bell to go find some guys on offense. The way he completely revamped this defense in the offseason, that focus needs to be completely on the offensive side of the ball this offseason.
Well, yeah, I want to ask, too, about that, because obviously we know Savell's background is on the defensive side, so does that concern you at all about his ability to kind of piece together that offense? But let's stay on the quarterbacks. Do we see a change coming? Is it Caden going to finish the season? How is this going to unfold?
You know, right now you can look at it the way you guys are looking at it and say, well, hey, they can still win two games and make it to a bowl game. But at this point, I'm kind of getting to the camp of, hey, why not Mason Drew? Why not the true freshman who got a handful of snaps at Fresno State in garbage time last week? Why not at this point? I mean, Caden, I don't know if Caden's hurt. I don't know what's going on. But 6 of 23 for 65 yards. He completed, you know, and one of those completions was for 40. I mean, it was dire. On Saturday night, and I don't know. I mean, is it time to put an eye to the future here, or does Caden give you the best chance to win? You talk to the coaches, they still think that Caden gives them the best chance to win, and obviously they obviously want to get to six wins and get to the postseason, and it's a tough hill to climb here. But you know, to me, Caden has to be on a choke chain at this point, right? I mean, I know he's a redshirt sophomore, but he's played a year full of games. And at this point, your trajectory should be going up, and it's not. And the turnovers have been unbelievable. I want to say they've turned it over 17 times this year, and 13 of those belong to Caden Anderson. That's just not winning football.
So are you out on unless, you know, final two games, what is it, Nevada, and then you got to go to Hawaii, I believe, which is not going to be easy. It's never easy, but now that Hawaii's good, it makes it, you know, double not as easy. Caden Anderson, though, are you out? Could he still work his way back in and potentially be the plan going forward? Or are you like, man, no, it's time to start over or go with Drew, start setting up for the future?
Yeah, I need to see something out of Caden Anderson early against Nevada. Nevada, even though they're coming off that lopsided win over San Jose State, they're still the worst team in the Mountain West Conference. It's Josh Allen Day. It's Senior Day. It's the last game at home. You need to get going early and often and show this fan base something. It's been that bad. I mean, show us right now, Brady, that was more of a product of facing the Aztecs and the Bulldogs than it was a product of just things going backwards. And those defenses are really, really good. But, I mean, there were openings. There were guys running open downfield. There were opportunities. They just weren't taken. And the turnovers have been, you know, 4 turnovers in the last 2 weeks from Caden and 5 turnovers overall for this Cowboys offense. It's just show me that was a product of playing two of the best defenses in the country. And now show me that why Nevada's one of the worst teams in the country is, I guess, what I'm getting at.
Yeah, no, I hear you 100%. What kind of life do you think, you know, having Josh Allen back is going to, you know, boost or interject, I suppose, for this Wyoming team, especially on the offensive side? It's a big day for everybody, though, for all Cowboys fans.
Yeah, what's really cool, Brady, is seeing a sellout crowd in the season finale in November, late November, you know. That's not something you see a lot with teams that aren't in contention, especially in Laramie when it's really hard to get around Wyoming in the winter when the weather can turn on a dime. So it'll be really cool, really electric atmosphere. I got a sneak peek yesterday of what they're doing for him as far as signage in the stadium and stuff. And it's going to be a special moment, and it's going to be really cool to have him back. And it's really neat that he's able to come back. I mean, the Bills play Thursday night in Houston, and he's able. That's the only reason he's able to get back for this. So, it's not every day you get the reigning NFL MVP to leave midseason and come do something like this. And he hasn't been back since his pro day in 2018. And you know, he's obviously beloved here. And the University of Wyoming just did a big event in Buffalo last week for that game, and they were the title sponsor of the entire game. It's a real love affair between Josh Allen and this fan base.
I love to see it, too. I love to see that Josh, obviously Wyoming's going to be like, yeah, that's ours. We love this dude. We're crazy about him. But to see Josh continue that, it's so good. Because we've seen some, especially on defense, we've seen guys make it to the pros and shine. But this is a rare situation for any of the teams, man, to have one of the best, if not whoever you ask, depending on who you ask, the best player in all of football, be your guy and still love you and come see you and be a part of it. That's huge.
Well, and it shows what a unique place Wyoming is. I remember when Larry Nance played his first game for the Lakers and they were playing the Nuggets, thousands of Wyoming fans went down there to watch Larry Nance play that game, and he stuck around before the game, after the game, signing autographs for all the Wyoming fans that showed up. And you just don't see that from a lot of fan bases that follow their guy. And, you know, this is Broncos country here, too. We all grew up Broncos fans, but you see way more Bill stuff these days around town. And it's just, and Buffalo, too. Brady is, I don't know if you've ever been to Buffalo, mm-hmm. but it's kindred spirits, man. I mean, cold weather, yeah. tough people, beer drinking, love their team. Very prideful people, and it's absolute kindred spirit type of situation there.
It is one of the things I love about the Buffalo fan base, but also the Wyoming fan base, you know, especially yeah. on the football side of things. Cody, serious question for you. You've met, you know, my fellow coworker here, Tanner Schwint. You've met him before.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm playing him in fantasy football this weekend. His quarterback just so happens to be Josh Allen. Tell me that Josh is going to be distracted with his big weekend coming up and he's going to struggle against this really good Houston Texans defense tomorrow night.
What I will say is you guys are titanic nerds for playing fantasy football.
Yeah, yeah. And it means so much to us. We're walking around like, hey, Tanner's like, hey, I'll pay you $50 to bench your guys. I'm like, hey, what's the prize money this year? Just give me that and I'll bench all my dudes, I promise.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I've never played fantasy anything in my life, so I'm not the one to ask. But maybe he'll be distracted. I hope not, but I'm really excited that he's going to be – unfortunately for some fans, he's going to be brought around Laramie like the Pope. It's nothing where you're going to be able to go up and yak with the guy or anything. They're really going to protect him, and him and his family are going to have plenty of privacy. But I can't wait to hear his speech from midfield and just hear what he has to say, because he's been worth his weight in gold to this university and to this state as a whole. So everybody's really proud of him.
Cody, is his wife, you know, she's extremely famous. Is she going to be there this weekend?
I don't know. That's a great question. I know his parents always still come to a game, and they were here a few weeks ago, and his dad has sung the national anthem before games and stuff like that.
But cool.
They made so many close friends when they were in Laramie that they still make it a priority to get out here for one game and hang out with their friends every year.
I love that. Well, it should be a fun weekend, and hopefully the Cowboys can deliver, get the dub, yeah. and then we have that Hawaii game that gives us a lot to talk about, because, Cody, outside of Wyoming, the rest I'm just like, let's when do we basketball? Let's just move on.
Yeah, well, New Mexico tried to hand that game to CSU. They just wouldn't take it.
They didn't want it. They didn't care. They don't care. They don't want it, Cody. All right, my friend. Appreciate you. Great work as always. And enjoy the weekend. It's a big weekend for Cowboys fans and people covering this team like yourself.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, Brady. As always, appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Haley Steinfeld, Mike, is Josh Allen's wife. She was in True Grit. That was the first movie I saw her in. She was amazing in that movie.
Yeah, she was. That movie for me is as good as the original, and I love the original.
I like the original. I don't really remember it, but the second one was, or the redo was good. She was also in the movie Sinners that I watched 477 times over the summer.
And Tanner hates.
I love that movie.
I love that movie too.
So good. I'm serious. I watched it 7 times.
Ludwig Göransson did a great score.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
He did the original score for Black Panther as well. And
I don't know.
A lot of work
the score,
on
what was the score? 10-3 or what was that? Why do they call it a score?
I don't know.
Just don't call it, just say music. The music in that movie was good. Just say that, right?
The music in that movie was good.
That a kid. See, now I know what you're talking about. You know what? You're right, Mike. The music actually really was good. Thank you for coming down to my level. 39 minutes.
The original score.
No, stop it. Stop it. Do you think she'll be in Wyoming this weekend? That's got to be, like, that would be pretty interesting. Celebrity, Hollywood celebrity in Laramie, Wyoming?
If I ran into the two of them, I would point to her and I'd say, you are a fantastic actress and I admire the work that you do. Then I would turn to him and I would say, I don't like anything about you, and I don't hate you as much as the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Chargers.
It's impossible to hate Josh Allen. You don't hate Josh Allen. You can't hate Josh Allen.
I can hate Josh Allen.
It's not his fault that your idol, the one that you have a statue up in a weird little closet room in your house of John Elway. It's not his fault that John Elway didn't draft a quarterback that was basically him. It's not his fault.
First of all, how did you know I have a statue of John Elway in my house?
I think everybody knows you have a statue. It has candles on it. You light it. You pray to it every night. We know what you do.
How dare you insult my Lord and Savior, John Elway?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's Josh Allen. Like, listen, I like Bo Nix, but this will forever go down as one of the worst things John Elway ever did or didn't do for that Broncos organization.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen would have fit well with the Broncos. He is a very, very talented quarterback, but I hate him because he wears the wrong colors on Sunday.
40 minutes after the hour. There you go, Mike. He's fanboy through and through. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.